AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump is putting on hold U.S. military aid to Ukraine in hopes of getting President Volodymyr Zelensky to start talking about a peace deal with Russia.
The deal could be made very fast. It should not be that hard a deal to make. It could be made very fast. Now, maybe somebody doesn't want to make a deal. And if somebody doesn't want to make a deal, I think that person won't be around very long. That person will not be listened to very long.
Effective at midnight, new tariffs are in place against Canada and Mexico. The 10% tariff President Trump placed on Chinese imports last month has been doubled to 20%. Francis Lum is CEO of Geo Securities in Hong Kong.
I don't think China will buy any more U.S. farm products. The orders will go to South America. I think all in all, I think it's a lose-lose situation. Nobody gains anything.
Target is reporting it topped fourth quarter sales expectations, but is warning about the impact of tariffs. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has paused offensive cyber operations against Russia by U.S. Cyber Command, rolling back some efforts to contend with a key adversary, even as national security experts call for the U.S. to expand those capabilities. Tonight, President Trump will stand before a joint session of Congress to give an accounting of his turbulent first weeks in office. An encouraging sign about the condition of Pope Francis.
Francis, who's 88, woke up and was resuming respiratory physiotherapy after sleeping through the night, the Vatican says, adding, as of Tuesday morning, he'll no longer need to wear the mechanical ventilation mask that covers his nose and mouth to pump oxygen into his lungs. On Monday, the Pope had two new acute respiratory crises that had required him to resume using the mask to breathe. Doctors said they extracted copious amounts of mucus from his lungs. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is AP News. The Senate voted to confirm former wrestling executive Linda McMahon to lead the Department of Education.
A role that places her atop a department that President Donald Trump has vowed to dismantle. McMahon will face the competing task of winding down the Education Department while also escalating efforts to achieve Trump's agenda. Already, the Republican president has signed sweeping orders to rid America's schools of diversity programs and accommodations for transgender students, while also calling for expanded school choice programs. At the same time, Trump has promised to shut down the department and says he wants McMahon to put herself out of a job. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
There is a threat of tornadoes today in parts of Louisiana. New Orleans moved up its two biggest Mardi Gras parades and cut down their routes to try to avoid the potentially destructive weather. At least three lawmakers have been injured as chaos erupts in Serbia's parliament. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.